This is Bigger Pockets Daily, the audio sidekick to the Bigger Pockets blog. I'm your host, Tyler. And think about it this way. Each of these episodes is like one short chapter from a giant audiobook written by the world's best and brightest real estate investors.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Home sale profits drop for first time in decades. What does it mean? And where should investors put their money now? By Anna K. Cottrell. Much recent news in real estate has centered on home prices, which appear to still be rising. But what about the profits from home sales? The latest year-end U.S. home sales report from Adam paints a less rosy picture of what's going on in the real estate market. In fact, it's showing that home sales profits dropped for the first time in a decade in 2023. So what are the figures, and what do they mean for investors? The numbers and a bit of context. First, the figures are by no means terrible. The Adam data shows that home sellers generated on average 56.5% return on investment, or $121,000 in profit on a typical home sale. This is down from 59.8%, or $122,000 in 2022. Is this a concerning trajectory? The answer is not really. If you put it in perspective of pre-pandemic home sales profits figures, Get this, ROIs of close to 60% are pretty extraordinary if we consider that the 2023 percentage was more than double what it had been just 5 years earlier. So if we look even further back to the dark post-2008 years, negative ROIs defined home sales between the financial crash and 2013. If you were selling a home in, say, 2011, you likely lost some money. With this historical perspective in mind, the current dip in home sales profits really begins to seem pretty insignificant, actually, especially given the tough year the real estate market had following the by now infamous spike in mortgage interest rates. Rob Barber, CEO at Adam, commented in a press release that 2023 was another very good year for home sellers across most of the United States. Having said that, Barber added this, and I quote, "The market definitely softened amid modest price gains that weren't enough to push profits up higher after a long run of improvements." The home sales environment certainly isn't the same now as it was in 2021, when home sellers suddenly began seeing ROI figures of 50%, as opposed to just 36% in 2020. And I say just with tongue in cheek, because that's still pretty high. The market was recovering steadily from the post-2008 slump, with profits increasing at predictable rates until the pandemic happened. And then they shot through the stratosphere, my friend. Undoubtedly, this golden era of unprecedented profits in the real estate sector is over, at least for a while. Barber recommends tempering expectations in 2024, which is likely to bring very similar market behavior to 2023. He added this, and I quote, "In 2024, the stage seems set for more small changes in prices, as well as seller gains. Given the competing forces of interest rates that have headed back down in recent months and home supplies that remain tight, but homeownership costs that remain a serious financial burden for many households." End quote. In other words, it's still a great time to invest in real estate, with most of the U.S. offering investors the opportunity to make a substantial profit on a home sale. Adam's regional breakdown of the home sales profits data reveals that profit margins closely follow the regional market shifts that have been shaping U.S. real estate in the past 2 years. Now, let's take a look at those regional trends. Unsurprisingly, many of the pandemic-era boom areas are now experiencing substantial home sales profit declines. These cities all experienced huge influxes of buyers during and immediately after the pandemic. Austin, Texas, ROI down from 67.2 to 46.2%. Phoenix, down from 79.3% to 60%. Reno, Nevada, down from 80.5% to 64.5%. Salt Lake City is down from 68.3% to 52.2%. So these were affordable cities with strong economies that attracted professionals who wanted better value for their money when buying a house. Invariably, though, their popularity became their downfall. With huge demand came unsustainable home price increases, which are now manifesting as decreasing sales and decreasing profits. On the other hand, Midwest and the Northeast are two areas offering investors increasing profit margins, despite everything the housing market went through in 2023. The biggest ROI increases were seen in these cities: Scranton, Pennsylvania, South Bend, Indiana, Hartford, Connecticut, Rockford, Illinois, and Rochester, New York. The Midwestern cities of Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Milwaukee, those are also some safe bets for investors. All three saw ROI gains in 2023. In fact, taking a final look at all of the data is a reassuring experience, really. Even the cities with the largest declines are still offering opportunities to generate some healthy profits from selling real estate. In terms of profits, in purely monetary terms rather than ROIs, the West Coast will still give you the largest profits, believe it or not, with San Jose emerging as the leader. Selling a home in this California city will generate, just on average, a whopping $698,000. This figure, of course, reflects the overall high prices in the area, with an average home value of $1.3 million. So by contrast, selling in the Midwestern market of Peoria, Illinois, really only generates $35,000 on average. Understandably so, given the average home value of $122,900. Not even a down payment in San Jose. The bottom line, All these figures really demonstrate that the U.S. offers plenty of opportunities for investing in real estate for people with varying financial capabilities. Research your local market. See what you can afford and what ROI you'll get there. And learn to add value for buyers. So by following these steps, you will make a profit that will be in line with the current home prices and ROIs for the area. That's a wrap on today's episode of Bigger Pockets Daily. If you're enjoying the show, can I ask for a favor? Please leave us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. It takes a few seconds, and your feedback really helps us out. Thank you. Oh, really? And we'll see you again soon.